Maitza Shia Thursday night, or Lutes Kislev. And I want to go over a few points. We learned Shmaitza Dalet Perek Yud Gimel over the last day or two, maybe three. And now I want to go over a few points of the Achronim, who make some points about things that the Shmaitza said. Okay, regarding a simta that the Shmaitza quoted a shach that by chotzer shel shneihem, if a chotzer belongs to two people, so then you don't go bosom or a kama, because then it's like they're holding it, and shneihem uchzokim, but you don't go bosom or a kama. But the simta, so you have the Rambam says only if they're sitting near it, then it's called Bechezka Shnehem, and you don't go Bosom or Akama, you say Achloku. It's not 100% clear what exactly is the point of sitting there, according to the Shach. We'll see. We'll see what the Achronim have to say. But otherwise, it's a simta, and it's you do go Bosom or Akama. And a simta is not Chatzah Shel Shnehem. And then the Shmaitz himself said that he quoted a Toisus in Kiddushin. Just trying to get Toisus in Samach Dalet, Toisus in Kiddushin. And if the Shmaitz says that a simta, each person has a reshus to put down chafetzim, so maybe it's not kinda for you, because it's ain't a mishtamer, and you would need oimid betzidoi for that. But in terms of tfisa, in terms of muhsuk, you call the muhsuk, because if you have rishus to put your chafetzim there, it's enough by you that the other fellow is now going to be called a muhsuk mechadel of Araya. So this sefer quotes a Shari Yosha Rav Shimon. Shekosav, Rav Shimon writes that even if in a simta you have rishus to put your chafetzim there, but it wouldn't be called Shnei Muchzokim. If there's a chayv, remember, there's a chayvet there that they're fighting about. And the Shmaitz's point is, everybody has rishus to put their chayvets there, so it's like the chayvets is the more rishus. So it's like Shnei Muchzokim. Shimon says no. The idea, he gives a concept. The idea of a muchzok is, if you're holding on to it, somehow reflects your bialus on the chayfetz. Certainly, I'm adding this now. Certainly, if you're going with chazaka kol mashatachas yirodim shalolu, and for sure. But even otherwise, the pshat that's in your possession, and so you're holding it, somehow reflects a bialus. Certainly, everybody's mind, and there are cases in the Gemara like that, that if what we perceive, what we see, is an act of gzela when you grab it, then you don't become a muksa through an act of gzela. Right? No, right? Even if you're a bari, we see you grabbing it away from a known owner, so then that's clear in the sugya of Naschad Rababa, as it's called. Naschad Rababa, someone grabbed it, and he can't say it's mine, even if he's a bari, right? So Shimon says, in a chatzah shel shneihem, so the chayvet is in a chatzah shel shneihem, so it's like it's in my pocket. So it's reflective of our bialus, and that would make a buchsuk, and that would trump marakama. Avol besimta, ein zem mora al ba'aluso. You have reshus to put your chayvets there. But your chayvets there does not reflect that it's your chayvets, because anybody could put their chayvets there. It's a simta. So there's nothing reflective of the fact that you have a bialus over the chayfetz. Ki simta lo choshev reshuso rak al yedei shimush. If you use the simta, then it's called yours. Like, you're allowed to use the simta. So if something's vaday mine, I have a pen, and I put it down in the simta, so I'm allowed to use the simta. I'm allowed to use the simta for my pen. But only once, and I'm allowed to use the simta for my things, but if something's in the simta and I say it's mine, being in the simta does not reflect the fact that it's mine. So Rav Shimon said the whole idea of muhsuk is something that's reflective. It's not stam yimuchsuk. I say I'm just to put my chayfins there, so I'm muhsuk. The muhsuk that we're looking for in Mormon is by far much mechavel varaya, is something that's, I call it reflective, is a good word. It's reflective of my bias over the chayfins, which is not true by a simta, just because we're fighting over something that's there by a chatzos shneiem. So that's much like two people own a pocket, and the chayfins is in the pocket. But by simta, I just have rishus to use it. So if we don't know yet that it's my chayfetz, who says I'm using it? Maybe the other person's using it. So there's nothing reflective of my bailus, and therefore Rav Shimon says it's very not mistabra that simta would be used to create a muhsuk. And therefore, so we're back to the shach. What? Taisus is not talking about muhsuk. Taisus stresses that they have rishus to use it. So Rav Shimon explains, you have rishus to use it, yeah. And you can use it as if it's yours, but, you know, they're not reflective of the fact that the chayfetz is yours. Adarabba, if a chayfetz is yours, you have rishus to use the simta for your own purposes. A simta is a place that everybody could use. But till we know the chayfetz is yours, you know, that fella's sitting there, Eitan. Yeah. Is he waiting for the shear? Maybe he didn't see the sign. Rabbi Isaac's in shear. Is not Rabbi Isaac's Jacobson. Shear? Jacobson, I mean. I don't know. You want to ask him? Sure. I don't know if he does, but if he does, it's upstairs in the Vasikim. It's upstairs in the Vasikim. Yeah. What? Yeah, well, that's what the Shach said. Well, even the Shmaitzer says that the reason you need Oymed B'tzidah, according to the Rambam, is to shut out the other people in the world. But that's just to shut them out, that you don't have to be achloika with everybody. But the Etzim Lagabi, Rav Shimon's talking even Lagabi Morakama, that it doesn't have the koach of a muhsuk against the Morakama unless it's reflective of your bias. Okay. Just learning. You're allowed to, I didn't know you're allowed to do that. Okay. It's very hot. You're not hot. You're not hot.
I'm not hot, but I'm happy to put the fan on for you if you like.
Okay, let's see if the window's good enough. Okay. Oh, that's very good. That's good. Yeah, that's enough. Yeah. I'm happy something's funny. I failed to see what, but
he also wanted the fans, and he's trying to
get on the fan. I don't mind the fan. I didn't say don't do the fan. Okay, how does Yoishim Betzida make it into Chatzero? Especially according to the Rambam. So he brings on here from the Nasif, and knows what the Rambam says. Shalom, Rabbi Yosef. I need no saying shir. Lo halayla, bachar nedaber. I need more bachar. Matu, by email. Okay. Ma. Chamesh Arba Ephes Shtayim Ephes Shmona Sheva. Ken. Okay. So you bring down from the Nasivis not his chutzar yet. We first have to figure out what it's doing. It's a symptom. So he bring down from the nesivus that it's because it's within his dalanamis. There's something called Kinyan Dalaramas. So you were kind of this, if you're Oymed Betzido, so you were Mamish kind of this Mokom, as long as you're there, I guess. When you walk away, it reverts back to being Hefker. But as long as you're there, you're kind of the Dalaramas. So you're kind of with Kinyan Dalaramas. That's the Nesivas. Okay, that's interesting.
Why is it
dropped
in a
symptom?
That would be in any Rosh Hashanah.
They were Masakin Dalai Lama in Rosh Hashanah. Because there's too many people there, like it wouldn't be Miyuchat. They were Masakin Dalai Lama in a symptom. Symptoms like less traffic, people are more. Here's an interesting shaila. So, what does he say? The Shmaita says that the point of Engdom Vitzida is to shut out other people. Now, do you have a suffix who this Chetet belongs to? And so he says it's mine, and he says it's mine. So if you're under Betzido, so that focuses on them. But he says, really, it's a machlekes in Bava Basra. It's a machlekes in Bava Basra. When you have Kol Dolam Gavar, let's say a third party grabs it. You know, Zeh Omer Shalihu, there's no proof, and there's not even a drawer. And Zeh Omer Shalihu, Zeh Omer Shalihu. And someone else comes along and grabs it. So there's a machlekes Rishayim. Some hold that that person, he doesn't tie it's his. So some, if he tainted his, he would become the Kold Olam Gavar also, and he would be Olam. But he didn't say it's his; he grabs it. So some Rishonim hold he's a Gazlan, since he didn't claim that the Chayfetz is his. So, in other words, your Taina gives you a connection to the Chayfetz, and you're saying Shaliu, so you're connected to the Chayfetz. Now we just don't know who's right, you or you. But you're connected to the Chayfetz. The Shekin, the guy that's not tying it's his, he just grabs it, so he's perceived as a Gazlan. Other Rishonim hold that Mitzian Miyodo. Oh, I'm sorry, they could grab it. That since there's no proof or anything, it's just called Olam Gavar, so that guy came along and he grabbed it. So that's okay. So this will be here. So what the Shmaitz is saying might be totally in that machlekes. In other words, there is about the Yom that other people also have dibs on the Chayfetz. Kozman, like, there's no drawer for these two people, and there's no raya, so they're tining for it. But so that question about if it shuts out other people might be totally in those in this shaila and Bava Basra.
Theory that he's a Gazlan, we just don't know from who. Like, I don't understand what
that we don't know whose it is. We don't know it's theirs either. They're not bringing proof, remember. They're not bringing any proof. It's just when you learn about the Basra, other Rishonim are explained as being a manifestation of the Koach of a Taina. Mm-hmm. And since I'm Taining, it's mine, so that gives me a Shaychus to the Chayfetz. Connects me to the Chayfetz. He's not even Taining, it's his. Why should he be able to take it? Others argue. Since nobody's bringing any proof that it's theirs, so he could grab it. Okay, let's go back to the Perek Yudalad. Maskim, good? Perek Yudalad? When do you want to go back and make a one of these days, maybe over Hanukkah, since nobody will come anyway. We'll see.
They're probably, it's always good feedback from those. Even you, I think, are always watching afterwards.
Yeah. We'll do it, believe that. Perek Yudalet. Shmaita Dalet, Perek Yudalet. The Shmaita maintained, two things, both almost counter. First of all, symptoms like chutzah shoshneya, but second of all, so you go bosu cheskos morakama even by chutzah shoshneya. And the only thing that trumps Chatzos Marakama is if they're mamish adukim bo. But just being in Chatzos Shneihem is not enough to be motzi from a Marakama. Like that was the Shmai Tzushita. So now we start Perek Yudalit. Ube Iker Adin. That really a machlek is shach and shmeitzer. The shach holds yachloku, and the shmeitzer holds yigo bosamora kama. Nirla niyazdaiti, the gambazeh mukmina vacheskas mora kama, that's what he said in the last parak. Veloyam rinan kivin dim tofas bukula, habi muksa bukula, hashad de brishushneyem. He's asking like a logical question. I mean, if one person's holding on to it, he's called a muhsak, and you don't go bosom or a kama, he's called a muhsak. So why don't you say when two people are holding on to it? So since you see there's a psak of yachloku, so when two people are holding on to it, so they're both muhsak. Like what's wrong with that sentence? One person holding on to it, he's a muhsak, two people holding on to it, they're muhsakim. So just like that takes away from our kama, that should take away from our kama. That's what he's asking. Like, what's the svara of what I'm saying? Why isn't chatzar shel shneihem like a chatzar of one person times two? Hashna de b'shu shneihem avalei kilu zem muhsak b'chetzya v'zem b'chetzya. The chosh, so he says, what?
That's part of the question.
Now comes the teretz. The chol shein tofes bekulo megan marakama. He's saying, not this two muhsakim. There's no muhsak. Muhsak's a personal issue. Muhsak is like muhsak's very personal. I have it. You don't have it. I have it. I guess. You know, if you maintain that two people, you know that they're shutfin, so then they can both be muhsakim. But if you don't know they're shutfin, so you're really creating sort of a quasi bailus through the muhsak. It is not mustavra. Muhsak has to be one person. You can't make two people into muhsakim. If two people are holding on to it, then neither there is no muhsak. No muhsak, you go basabok marakama. There is no muhsak. I'm not sure. The imam is both holding on to it. No, I'm not agreeing with you. First of all, it's demonstrably not true. Nobody holds like that. We're talking about a chatzar shel shneihem. The pshat is the legal muhsak that's created by it being in my chatzar can't be extended to two people. Because two people, it's two. You know, when it's maybe the answer to you is when it's totally in the metzius, it's in my pocket. So two holding on to it, so it's taka in both our pockets. We're both holding on to it, right? But the, even the muhsak of being in a chatzar is more conceptual, more legal, not like a metzius. So in a chatzar shel shneihem, you can say like, whose rishus is it in? Because our use of the chatzar is, I'm not talking about like a publicly owned business which is owned by two people, and everything that's done there, like it's being done by two people. It might technically be that way, but it's more established that a chatzar shel shneihem, each one still maintains. How does a chatzar shel shneihem work? We each have a house, and there's a common chatzar. So we probably decide on the use of the chatzar when I'm going to, we each want our privacy. We're not shutfin. I'm talking the idea. The poil it's a shutfis, a chatzar shel shneihem. But I'm saying, lemaiz, it's not a shutfis where we like we welcome the shutfis and we both own it. Shmak. It's really, you know, I want it on Sundays and Tuesdays and Wednesday nights, and you need it on Thursday mornings and on Mondays. Like, so nobody's really a muhsak. nobody's a muchzor. That's what the Shmaitza holds. If it's a chatzos shneihem, so each one's using it, but no one's a muchzor. Because the muchzor is still at loggerheads. I'm answering your question. The two people are still at loggerheads in terms of the muchzor, each one, in terms of the usage. There's no communal use. It's not like a chatzos shneihem that there's a communal use. They can have a big oven for the whole town with a pot, with the chont in it. It's still talk. I don't know if you have to say this, but it's still talking about like a personal thing. So we're both sharing it. So neither is a muchzor. He's answering his question. The words from the call is the answer. The call sheinu tofus b'kula havalei kamin loy tofus klum neged marakama. He implied a question in his first two or three lines. That why do I say what I said? Why is it said? Why don't we just say one person's chatzer muchzor to one person, two people's chatzer muchzor to two people, and that should wipe away marakama? He says no. If he's not mamish, if he's not tofus bekula, again I'm answering your question. I think conceptually, then he has nothing. Okay, wait. Okay, whatever we'll get into, we'll get into it. I'm learning this line, what he just said now. Raya, no, these are very fair. Kamadim and Siya. Omar Rami Bar Choma, so the safe of the Mishnah is Bizman Shehem Moidim, that they picked it up together, so Yachloiku B'loi Shvua. Right? So the world's looking for the chiddush and the seifa. I mean, if they're both molded, they picked it up together. So yachloku b'loshua. What's the issue? So the Gemara says Shema mina zosomeres. Omer Rami Vachom zosomeres. Hamagbiya mesiyah lachaveru kona chaveru. When two people pick up a talis, so I'm picking up my half. If I would just be picking up my half and you were picking up your half, no one's kind of. Because it's like you picked it up, but the other half of the garment's on the ground, and I picked it up, but the other half of the garment's on the ground. Because being in your hand, like I'll be me, is like being on the ground. So Elamai, you say Magbiya Matzia Lachvero Kona Chavero. So each one was mechaven that the other one should be kind of half, because or else no one's going to be able to be kind of half, because it's like it's Munachal Gabi Karka. So you can't say I was magbia half, but you were magbia nothing because the other half's on the ground. These are the guys that play kana chaveir teyas zuka misha menechad al gabi karka, zuka misha menechad al gabi karka, v'lo yikna lo zeh v'lo zeh, and the lev shmami no magbia mzul chaveir kana chaveir ayin shom. So if you would ask each one would say, I'm holding the whole thing. I'm picking it up, the whole thing. Half for myself and half for my friends. And my friends should be kinder. When the board did love the magbiyam and tzilach bear kona chadeiro, how about the kemenechus al gabi karka? Almo de enak bo zchiyah lechetsya. Can't talk about half a coat, half a shirt, half a dress. You have to be magbiyah and kona the whole thing. Elam itzad magbiyam and tzilach chadeiro. So it's how about the kilu magbiyah kolechat chelko ba'ad chadeiro. So that's how it works. Vim kein hocha b'munach b'chotzer shol shneihem. Avelei nami k'munach al gabi karka d'rishuso. O yado. Ein zokolo ale magbiya kulo o chukulo b'rishuso. V'ach k'kibin d'rishus moicher nami hu ma'akav al alekeach shaloi lizkoiz boi. It should be Havalei Kemenechus al Gabi Karka. Yeah, Mugla Becheskus Marakama. The Bzelo Shach Magbiyam Tzilah Chaveiro. The Bailo Moi Motzu Muzakal Acher De Acher Below Al Yodo. Not on his own. So therefore, what? So that Gemara shows what? I'm not following.
You can't use it. You can't use it. pieces have to become a whole unit.
So what do you see in the Gemara? They're both picking it up. So if one beam is still very low on a chavero, then it's like the other half is on the ground.
Yeah,
so in
the
kitchen,
isn't the
kitchen flat
there?
No.
Why do you have to do hardware?
I don't know,
they're just
a
rabbi. I thought this is not a kitchen.
Not the case of Boba Metzia. Wait a second. The case of Boba Metzia, they picked it up.
That's the
riot.
What we're just
playing
is in case of
Chassidus. Chassidus, jumping ahead.
Oh, I am?
VMK. VMK.
Yeah.
You have page number inside the Tzadik.
Yeah.
Two lines from the bottom?
Yeah.
VMK. Tim Kane, Hocha Bamunach Bokhoto Shoshneim, Havala Nami Kmunach Al Gabi Kaka, the Rishuso, O Yodo, and Ozokolo Elamag Bia Kulo, O Shukulo Rishuso. Vaha Kiva the Shusmoicher, he's saying, Adrab, here it doesn't work, Taka. Because here there's no man being Silach there, Konachamero. Vaha Kiva the Shusmoicher Nami. Yeah. It doesn't work. There's no magbiyah mitzilach there, where it's sitting on the ground.
Right, so why do we need a hagba?
He's saying that's why it does not help. That's why there's no muksa. Because it's like the other half is on, it's conceived on the ground. It's like it's not in my rishus. It's like if two people are holding on to something, it's like the other half is on the ground, as far as I'm concerned. The rishuso o yodo en ozokolo ela im magbiyah kulo. Oshu kulo bershusa. Bacha kiva dershus moicher nami hu ma'akav al alakech shalo yizchot koi. Babalek monachas al gabi karka. So who said that even if they're holding it also, it should be that way? Bukala b'cheskos mora kam. Gimzel l'shach magbiyam tzil l'chaber, the Bible m'amotsu b'zak l'achal yideyachav al al yodo. What?
Like you're both holding it, but he doesn't have Magbiyah Mitzil Lechavero on the side of the other guy, on the side of the Mochel. The Mochel is not going to help him. Like in the case
right.
of Mitzil, the other guy's actually helping him.
Right.
In this case, the Mochel will not help him.
Well, they're fighting him. They're fighting whose it is. The Schmeitzel later in the parak discusses if they're both holding on to it, if it's different. I see it. In a couple paragraphs, he talks about it. The Chemuchach Beperak Hasfina. Again, he's trying to prove that the chazos of shneim, you don't get half. The chazos of the shutvin ain't koin and zem is zem. Elam came moideid l'tosh kuposo into a kli, but he can't have the kinyan chazos from the other one. Alma the chazos of the shutvin ain't koin and rishus bailim of the other fellow afilu l'machzo, because you don't need a kinyan only on half, because half belongs to you. Utfisa talya bekinyan. Only something that's a good kinyan would be a good tfisa. Chimavur b'ramban sefer aschus ayin shem perik hakoyser. There's a lashono. Chimdul amana b'rayas b'ruah sheinem b'shtar hakosav al shem chabero. Loma lakoach ubiyadi. Shemamim as the main shaton kosav liva v'chtori the main shaton agav kake hikmali enonemun ela moitzian ashtar biyado. What? he's not nem. But Tom, why isn't he nem? On the fish, I'm a tautel and keeping the nitim in the seal. Kind of like, just like he could be kind of, this is where he makes that link. Just like he could be kind of it, so he could be toughness in it too, and a muxa. When Makinami, Mamayinami, other the muxa, Kabu Bishtar, she ain't fi sosoi kinyan. There ain't no muxa klau. Elabiniyor shalom. If he wants a taina, it was given to me only under certain circumstances. Oliver Raya. Okay, we better stop here. Refresh it on Sunday. Where's Pesach these days? What? Maybe
second with
Cyrus. I know Browdy's out of town. He keeps in touch with me. He keeps sending me emails. When he'll be back. But, what do you say? He's going away?
He's going to be away for 3 days, so he just wants us to know, since it sounds like we're keeping tabs.
It's hard for me to sit there a whole day. My foot really hurts.
I wanted to ask you, but then I saw it. I figured.
No, it hurt. I'm okay. Again.
Did you have someone check since?
No, I'm fine. I'm under a doctor's care. I'm happy.